Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Oh, we're doing this, are we? Fine. I tell you what. See, when you do something at the weekend, it goes awfully quickly, doesn't it? Anyway. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic weekend of sports. Cracking weekend of sports. I love sport, as you know. And Emma Raducanu, the young, plucky 18-year-old who, record-breaking, went overnight from immigrant to British person. Congratulations to her.
It's time to get jazzy with the theme tune. Everybody's getting jazzy with the theme tune.
Someone who is as sport-loving as is patriotic, of course, is our very own British Mick Wright.
Every day the papers pump out endless streams of hate. The fifth column's propaganda, they will propagate. But who can penetrate the ramparts of the fourth estate? Mick Wright, a.k.a. Broken Bottle Boy. Mick Wright, a.k.a. Broken Bottle Boy.
Hey.
Hey there.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
You must have been thrilled. I'm trying to use sporting terminology. So I'm saying of instead of have of.
Yes.
Thrilled at plucky young Emma Raducanu?
Yes. Very delighted for her. A person I don't know and will never know.
She's British. That's all you need to know, mate.
Yeah. Well, my partner has this thing which she's started to correct me on, is when I talk about Norwich City as we, she goes, oh, are you in the team? He's starting for them this week.
Do you really? Do you have the? Oh, are you a bit sporty? Are you a bit into the sporty?
No, I support Norwich City because I live not that far from the ground. I was born in Norwich, so in that respect, I do. But not really.
Okay.
I like basketball.
Wow! Look at me silently judging you now. That's great.
There you
it's
go.
Great to have a hobby.
That's not my hobby. It's not even remotely my hobby.
Oh, what's anyway, your hobby? Well, apart from gun running. You like gun running.
Just writing more things. Yes, yeah. Gun running. Gun running is my hobby. Have I got the thing? No, I have not yet got the thing.
Okay, great.
You know, I love that I'm now on a watch list because of it, as if I wasn't already on a watch list.
when I was sort of about 20, I had some friends who...
What, in the late 1970s?
Yes. And they'd say, I'd sort of say, are you going to come out to the pub tonight? This would be on the phone. And they go, I'll be around a bit later. I've got a friend who's coming around. She's bringing me a thing. And I'd be, do you mean hard drugs? Hello? shut up. So everyone's doing them.
I am not.
No.
Just on the basis, as we've discussed before, because my ego is already titanic and it would be dangerous for it to be increased any more beyond the level it already exists.
You want a clear head when you're a gun runner. So,
this
apart from gun running, you write an amazing newsletter. It's available at brokenbottleboy.substack.com for free. And
yes, although you can subscribe to the paid edition, which I know, you know, helps keep me in biscuits.
Reel them in, bring them in. Yeah. Hi guys, do you want a free
this
sample
is what
of
you
my
learned
journalism? To... We're offering free samples of journalism. Help yourself.
This is what you learnt from your friends who had things delivered. Give them the first sample free.
Yeah, exactly. I watched it happen with my neighbours.
Yeah. And like hard drugs, my newsletter will always leave you feeling empty inside.
Brilliant. It ruins lives. It's an awful lot of fun. So, plucky Emma Raducanu. All the columnists firmly behind her. For now.
For now.
Yeah.
Just do that in the Bane voice.
What's that?
Like, you know Bane from Batman, because he always goes, for you.
Oh, we see.
I think, for now.
I haven't seen any of the Marvel Universe films. I've seen two and instantly forgotten.
Bane is not Marvel.
Oh,
Bane
my God.
DC.
They're all
Batman.
The same. I'm using a generic term. Oh, my God.
You cannot do that. I'm you saving
can.
You
can.
From people. I'm saving you from the correspondence.
Here we go. Am I being cancelled? I think I am. Wow.
Right. Let's sat-nav ourselves back to the point.
Sure.
yeah. So, as you say, for now, the columnists are delighted that Emma Raducanu is doing well. But in the most deranged way. In the Sunday Times yesterday, Indian Knight wrote this column where it was about she was sort of weirdly fetishizing Emma Raducanu's physicality and comparing her to a pint of warm beer as how like a symbol of Britishness. This is very odd. But luckily for her, though I wrote about that yesterday, Libby Purvis has come in with with just the first paragraph
quite
of
strong.
Her column.
Yeah, quite
even
strong.
More disturbed. And it reads thusly.
Oh, please.
How must it have felt to be a young Afghan woman hearing about the tennis final or across some border, even seeing it? How shocked and inspired you might be by two teenage girls thrilling the world with their agility, skill and split-second mental reflexes. What comfort might you take from knowing about Emma Raducanu's starring maths and economic A-levels and Leila Fernandez fresh from her high school diploma and driving lessons? Would their triumph, because a match like that is a triumph for both, make you feel bitterly despairing that female freedom, education and dignity are being slammed down again in your own nation? Or would you, Afghana... Or would you, Afghana, manage to hope that the atavistic bullying doctrines of the Taliban will now be seen even more clearly as the aberration they are and scorned by a saner world?
Wow.
That's a paragraph published today in today's Times newspaper and on the Times website.
And how does that make you feel as an Englisho?
It makes me feel... deeply, deeply queasy. Like this, the weirdness of this, right? The whole newsletter today is about this. It's just this notion of for columnists, a thing cannot happen without it taking on a weird symbolic meaning that relates exactly to things they were going to write anyway.
Ah, okay.
So you cannot simply have Emma Raducanu doing this incredible thing of being 18 years old and. Winning a Grand Slam as a qualifier,
really yeah.
which is just insanely difficult to do.
Yes,
you can't just have that and go, this is wonderful. It has to become then about the nature of Britishness. It has to be compared to refugees coming across the channel in boats and saying, well, look at this refugee who did it right. You know, this immigrant who did it right. And it's like, no, she is from a immigrant background, but her parents work in finance. And she's middle class and she went to a selective school. Like, just this notion of going, you know, and then linking it to the abject betrayal of Afghan women by Britain and the US. It's bonkers is what it is. And deeply distasteful.
Yeah. I mean, it is a bit weird the way everyone's sort of pouring over her in that way.
And it goes on. So, and then you've got, meanwhile, in the Telegraph, you've got Judith Woods with the headline, Emma Raducanu has become the nation's perfect daughter. I just hope it doesn't backfire. And it's like, lovely bit of concern trolling there. Well, first, you're going to weirdly fetishize this girl you don't know and also use her as a cosh to sort of say, well, my teenage daughters and everybody else's teenagers are shit, but this woman is incredible. And it's like, well, that's bizarre.
I think that's rather lovely. I think that's nice. And I like the sort of...
No, you don't.
No. And I love... there's quite a real sort of menace to that as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you've done ever so well, darling. Let's hope you don't throw it all away the way you did your GCSEs.
Nice national state treasure status you've got there. Hope nothing was to happen to it.
It'd be a shame, wouldn't it, darling?
Yeah, yeah.
How about some protection photos of you on holiday?
And then, of course, the Daily Mail today saying that she might be made a CBE, on course to become a dame. This woman is 18 years old. She has won one Grand Slam, which is fantastic. But in any normal country, they would go, "This is very good. We'll wait to see how the rest of her career goes." Rather than this country, they go, "There's been a minor amount of success. We, post-Brexit Britain, are so insecure. Give her an award. Make her Lady Raducanu. Is there a crown we can give her?" Like, it's bizarre.
It's bizarre.
And of course, it's a building up situation. And elsewhere in the Sun, you get David Smith writing, "Emma Raducanu has become an overnight icon with her US Open win. But I'm certain she can avoid the pitfalls of being a teenage tennis star." And then he ends up bringing up like Jennifer Cipriani, you know, who had a terrible time of it. But though also won two Grand Slams and earned about 10 million quid in her career. So, you know, her teenage foibles didn't turn out that badly for her. But it's just this bizarre thing of saying, "You're doing very well now and we're going to say nice things about you. But be aware.
Enjoy the ride."
Quite soon. One of the things that really got me in the Woods column is she goes, "And it seems she doesn't have any tattoos." And it's like, oh, if she had some tattoos, that'd be a problem. You just know they're waiting for her to get a boyfriend they don't like or a partner they don't like, because it'd be even better for them if she had a same-sex partner, because that'd be a thing for them to actually lose their minds about. Well, saying it's fine. It's obviously fine these days. Obviously fine, but we're going to go on about it a lot.
Yeah.
And if she dares say anything, the other thing is in the Purvis column, this big thing about, oh, how polite she is. And it's all weird, interesting tone policing. It's all very interesting saying, "Oh, it's good because she's polite. And didn't she go to the right school?" And, you know, the minute she says something that they deem not within what they consider morally correct, they'll come down on her like a ton of bricks.
Well, I think that's a very cynical view you've got there.
Just setting a timer now for 3 months from now.
Yeah.
I'm going to play that black back and just record that on a dictaphone. It's just a little listen.
I mean, I look forward to... I haven't actually seen or heard from Piers Morgan yet.
Piers Morgan has said that he thinks this just shows that she took his advice.
Ah, good girl. Well done.
Yeah. She's and spiked the most deranged outlet in all of British media. Brendan O'Neill has written that it's shown that she's that Emma Raducanu has struck a blow against therapy culture. Oh yeah. This country is deranged. This is not a normal country.
It is quite hysterical, isn't it? The fever.
And I don't know why they can't. It is impossible for them to just say, "This is incredible." Like, even Martin Samuel, the Daily Mail sports reporter, he wrote quite a good piece, 99% good piece about how this is incredible and very difficult to achieve. Like, to achieve this, to go, because it's like winning a horse race, but you have to do 15 fences before all the other competitors and still win, you know, lengths ahead, because she had to qualify and then win, which has never happened before. So he says that's amazing. But then he ends up going on to write, "She needn't have worried about approval, of course. New York loves her, as it always loves winners. Later, in a black cocktail dress, hair perfect, killer earrings worn with confidence of youth, she wowed again." So, of course, some of that sidebar of shame, you know, weirdness gets in there. You can't just have a sports column that says, "Well, this is incredible. She's an incredible athlete. And this is an incredible achievement." You still have to have a bit of weirdness about her and her little black dress. Again, it's the 18-year-old woman. And Martin Samuel is imagine Jabba the Hutt if he hadn't shaved for about 3 years. And that's Martin Samuel. So, like, it's creepy.
Yeah. I mean, there is something so dark and predatory and vulture-like about that sort of Daily Mail. I remember when, what's her name who plays Hermione? Emma thingy. She was sort of
Emma Watson.
She was approaching 18. And there was that whole kind of like, Emma Watson is growing up fast and stuff like that. I was like, oh, God!
Yeah, it's just horrendous. And the thing about this is it's not just the male writers. You've got, you know, Indian Nights column yesterday was genuinely deeply unpleasant because it's this like, what was worse about her column was it was purporting to be anti-racist, saying, look how well immigrants can do, right?
Yeah.
While going on about her mixed background and her and making references to blood, and you sort of think, oh, actually, you're being really racist because you're using the same, you know, and she excused it by bringing up her own mixed heritage. But it's just creepy and weird, and fetishizing the body of a young female athlete, being like, look at her lithe, supple body. And you're just like,
oh, God,
this is creepy and weird.
Yeah. Yeah, blood and soil and all that.
Yeah, a bit of blood and soil, yeah, exactly.
But there is, I think there's always been that sort of degree of, I think it stems from self-loathing, but I'm not really interested in trying to fix these people. I'd rather they just shut up and went away and got their own therapy. But
yeah.
there's always been a kind of loathing and resentment of everyone. I've talked before about, I interviewed someone, a royalist, about the royal family, and I kind of said, did you not think there's, you know, if you love someone, set them free and all that. Like, if you really love these people, you know, why are you making them do what, by your own admission, is a difficult job, and, you know, not to give them the choice whether or not to do that job is sort of quite coercive and immoral, really, isn't it? Shouldn't you?
Yeah, it's just zoo.
Yeah, and she said, well, that's what, they've just got to get on with it, haven't they? She was talking about William and Harry when they were, like, you know, 20. It's like, oh, you don't actually really like these people and you don't really care about them. Like, you know, you may celebrate them because it's useful. Entertainment.
Oh, and also another thing that I forgot to mention, the first headline from the Times after her US Open win was comparing her to Kim Kardashian in the sense of how much money she might be able to make. And you just go,
it's fine.
There's all sorts of layers to that. There's all sorts of interesting racialized and snobbish layers to that.
Yeah. Imagine this woman who's not white making a load of money.
Yeah.
You know, and actually, great. I say, bloody great.
Well, I couldn't give it. You know, it's so odd. And also the other thing that India Knight did yesterday was claiming her for Britain. She's half this and half that, but it's our win as British people. And you just sort of think, we are a deeply insecure nation if we give a shit about this. Why do you, like, so? Three times.
That's three.
Sorry.
Well done. Yeah. If you could stop now, that would be brilliant.
Oh no! It's like it reminds me of when
don't say
Sean Ryder was on TFI Friday.
Oh wow!
He said,
"Yeah, okay."
And Chris
okay.
Evans said,
"We can all Google it. We can Google it, Mick." I need to have actual tone just ready to go. I've realised.
Let me finish the thing because people might not know it. But Chris Evans says to Short Rider, I will give you these shoes if you don't swear again. And then he goes, oh, yeah, Oliver Sweeney's, they're effing good shoes. And it's like, incredible. There you go.
That's great.
Effing's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Start that out because if you. Yeah.
I'm just going to. There we go. Got some tone now.
You should just do that when I'm just doing normal words that aren't swear words at all.
Just the whole thing. Start to finish. Well, thank you very much for your very cynical take on a celebration of someone as British as curry, which you never even would have thought of, but India Knight did. And all of that.
Well, I honestly feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I just cannot. Every day.
Go and take some crazy pills with Mick's newsletter. The first one's free, kids. It's brokenbottleboy.substack.com. Mick, we'll see you next week, yeah?
Yes.
We'll see you next week, yeah, cool.
Yeah. I have the thing.
Get the thing, yeah? Good luck.
Yeah, the thing. All right, yeah.
Just send me a text, like something really coded, like I've got the thing. They'll never work
it
out.
It's impossible to
They'll
break.
Never work it out.
The high-level cryptography of just changing one word.
Yeah, the thing. I've got the gun. Right. I mean, okay. Brilliant. Bye.
Oh, goodbye.
Bye. Oops. I love it when I get the wrong fade. Well, good morning to lots of people watching live on YouTube. It's youtube.com/nottodaypod. Hello, Jane. Hello, Pablo. Hello, Steph. Hello, Rick. Hello, Martin. Hello, Owen. Oh, my God, it's 2 a.m. What the hell are you doing? It's lovely to have you here. Hello, Neil. Got some reaction for you. Hello, Jenna. Pablo says, I normally can't stand tennis. Well, most sport, really, but I watched that final. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Martin says, the new Sampras. Pablo says, did everyone see Farage congratulating her? No, I did not. Good times. Rick wants to put in an order with Mick for a rocket launcher. I mean, a big thing. Now everyone's cross because Batman's from DC Comics. Can you all just calm down? It's all just made up silly nonsense that's unwatchable. I did watch some Maximum Films at the weekend. Cousin Davey showed me some and I really enjoyed them. Gemma's preceded the news. A pretty girl has done something quite impressive and it's made me realise for the first time that the Taliban are a bit naughty. Rick says, let's hope she doesn't meet Prince Andrew. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, he got served papers, didn't he? Are they not recognising them? Is that what's happening? I can't remember. I should probably look these things up before I do a podcast. Rick says, there used to be a website that counted down to Charlotte Church's 16th birthday, which, wow. That would never happen now, would it? I don't know. On a side note, Martin, watching, good morning, says, do you have to vacuum your walls, Jake? I do have carpet all over the walls. It's a lovely deep shag, says Neil, on that wall. Were you here for that? Neil says, Lionel Richie would love those walls. He'd love the ceiling. There's carpet on the ceiling for dancing. Okay, I think that's everything. We have had an email. It's from Malcolm. It's about my out-of-tune playing. And I'm okay with that. He says, hi, Jake, and the Yap Chaps and Yap Chesses. Sounds slightly wrong, but I don't think it is. It's fine. I've been feeling really guilty after my off-the-cuff remark the other day when I said something about one of Jake's works being out of tune. That's fine. I don't think I even really noticed. And how I might try to entreat my fellow orchestra players to play in tune! I'm praising that. What he said was, F***ing play in tune! I definitely need to get some tone. I did say that it was obviously an effect, but as Jake didn't know what tune I was referring to, I could see by his face that he was a little bit hurt. A little bit hurt. Oh, I block out trauma. I've literally already forgotten it. Don't even worry about it. I was, of course, referring to his Luxembourgish national anthem. What? What? This is perfect. You've got to be kidding me. What I quite like is that I improvised all the parts. Apart from the sort of tune. This is where, according to Malcolm, I masterfully weave the rhythms of the local heathen folk tunes with the constant piping of some people who've worked out how to blow down a pipe to make a screeching sound that in current orchestras apparently makes a viable section! Malcolm, are you okay? Sadly, Jake, I can't answer the question about how to make strings play in tune, but it's easy to make two oboe players play in tune. Just shoot one of them. It's like the old joke, isn't it? What's the difference between a bull and an orchestra? With a bull, you have the horns at the front and the... Never mind. That said, it's quite a tough listen, this tune. I think I might knock this one on the head. Knock this one on the head. like a bull calf just born, so we can harvest all the tasty, tasty milk. There was an email from you know the guy, your favourite guy, Heddy. Heddy said he... Let's get ready. He said, I'm sorry, I'm failing. It's terrible. Shapes. Oh, God. Dear Jape, I have a magic washing machine. When I take my clothes out, there are usually some coins, probably 2 or 3 quid. Hang on, we've had that one before, I think. No, I don't know. Probably 2 or 3 quid. I reckon I could be rich in a few years. P.S. I like eight-sided things. It's my favourite polygon. I distrust heptagons. I think I agree with you. I'm not altogether cool with pentagons and heptagons. No, not cool. Dodecahedron, I'm down. Hexagon, that's fine. If it's good enough for bees, it's good enough for me. How do you feel about shape? What's your favourite shape and why? I genuinely want to know, actually. It's at Not Today Pod or nottoday@swanburst.com. What shape do you most distrust? Well, I don't trust a triangle with different length lines. And I'm not really keen on a trapezium. No, I'm okay with a parallelogram, though. I'm not... It's a bit wonky. Anyway, let me know. Wow. Is that what we're doing? I'm hoping to have a new feature, new-ish sort of tweak on the feature for you on Wednesday. It's going to be a good one. Have a good day, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.